Ben Hogan's Five Lessons isn't just another golf manual. It's the definitive text that transformed how generations approach the game. What makes this slim volume so powerful is its perfect fusion of Hogan's unparalleled technical knowledge, elegant prose, and anatomically precise illustrations. When Lee Trevino discovered these principles as a directionless teenager aboard a Marine troop ship in 1957, they provided the structure that would eventually make him a golf legend. Tiger Woods studied it religiously as a child, and Jack Nicklaus keeps a copy in his library. More than 65 years after publication, it remains the best-selling golf instruction book ever written, with over 1 million copies sold. The genius of Hogan's approach lies in his understanding that the average golfer dramatically underrates their physical capability. Most recreational players believe the full swing is fundamentally different from the short swing, when in reality, the full swing is simply an extension of the same basic movements. With consistent practice of these principles, Hogan firmly believes the average golfer can build a repeating swing and break 80, a score that would place them among the top 5% of all golfers. Good golf begins with a proper grip, the foundation of your swing, and critical interface between body and club. Power flows from body to arms to hands to clubhead, multiplying at each transfer point. For right-handed players, the left hand forms the foundation. The shaft should press against the palm's heel while lying across the forefinger's top joint. The right-hand position requires the shaft crossing the top joints of your forefingers. When properly positioned, both hands function as a single unit, with the left thumb fitting into the right palm. Grip pressure should be active but not tight, like holding a bird firmly enough it can't escape, but gently enough not to harm it. The stance enables proper balance and precise power. For a 5-iron, set feet shoulder-width apart. Closer for lofted clubs, wider for long irons and woods. Position your right foot perpendicular to the target line, with the left foot turned out about 22 degrees. Keep your upper arms pressed against your chest, creating strong adhesion. This positioning creates a repeatable, machine-like action where arms and club form one firm unit, requiring active relaxation in the working muscles. The backswing is simpler than it appears, just a few clear movements executed properly. The waggle isn't merely a tension reliever, but a crucial miniature practice swing that previews the shot's path, adjusts balance, and synchronizes rhythm. Proper sequence is vital. Hands start a split second before arms, followed by shoulders, with hips delaying until pulled by the turning shoulders just before hands reach hip level. This timing creates essential muscle tension between shoulders and hips, the power source for your downswing. Most golfers fail to complete their shoulder turn. A proper turn places your chin against your left shoulder at the top, with your back facing the target. Turning hips too soon or too far destroys power. Restraining hip rotation until pulled by shoulders creates crucial tension in your midsection muscles. The backswing plane, an angle running from ball to shoulders, serves as your three-dimensional roadmap. Visualize it as a pane of glass resting on your shoulders, inclining upward from the ball. Swinging slightly below plane isn't disastrous, but lifting arms above it creates a position impossible to correct during the downswing. Nothing compares to the sweet feeling when contacting the ball flush. The downswing follows a slightly less steep plane than the backswing, a shift that occurs naturally when turning the hips left to initiate movement. The hips are the pivotal element in the power chain. Turn them left with enough lateral motion to transfer weight to the left foot. These muscles should be stretched taut during the backswing, like an elastic band ready to snap. The faster the hips move, the better. They simply can't move too fast. This hip movement triggers a sequence. Left leg breaks back, left knee turns toward target, weight shifts left, and right knee breaks inward. Each element multiplies speed. Starting with the hands destroys this machinery, forcing the upper body outside the proper line and causing slices or pulls. During the climactic moment, the left wrist begins to supinate slightly, turning from palm down toward palm up. At impact, the back of the left hand faces the target with the wrist bone raised forward, preventing checked clubhead speed. The golf swing consists of 8 key fundamental movements that build upon each other in chain action. A correct finish position requires no new actions. Proper chain action movement carries you through naturally. For correct positioning at impact, 1. Initiate the downswing by turning hips left. 2. Hit through in one cohesive movement with hips, shoulders, arms, and hands in sequence. And 3. Supinate your left wrist just before impact. For correct position at the top of backswing, 1. Waggle properly. 2. Start back with hands, arms, and shoulders, letting shoulders turn hips. And 3. Stay on plane. All builds from the foundation of correct address position, proper stance, posture, and grip. When troubleshooting, think in terms of cause rather than result. Focus on the fundamental movement causing the problem, not its visible effect. Hogan discovered these elements progressively, learning proper waggling from Johnny Rivolta, 1932, correct hip turn from newsreel footage, mid-1930s, and the concept of swing plane, 1938. The same fundamental swing works for every shot, with minor adjustments for different clubs. For shorter irons, position the right foot slightly nearer the ball to open the left hip, trading some distance for accuracy. Ben Hogan overcame extraordinary obstacles to achieve greatness. Born in 1912, he lost his father to suicide at age 9, a tragedy that shaped his reserved personality. Despite early professional struggles, going broke twice while battling a devastating hook, Hogan's analytical mind and tireless practice transformed him into the Hawk, a master strategist and exceptional ball striker. In 1949, Hogan survived a near-fatal collision with a Greyhound bus. Though doctors doubted he would walk normally again, 16 months later, he won the 1950 U.S. Open in what Red Smith called an absolute triumph of the will. His greatest season came in 1953, when, despite injury limitations, he won 5 of 6 tournaments, including the unprecedented Triple Crown of Majors. Hogan's approach remains timeless by combining scientific precision with practical application. His fundamentals adapt to any golfer while maintaining core principles. Beyond technique, Hogan taught that golf mastery requires diligent practice and analytical thinking. His quote that "the secret is in the dirt" emphasizes that no book replaces the practice needed for muscle memory. In a 1983 interview, Hogan called the pursuit of improvement the greatest pleasure in the whole world. Perhaps his greatest legacy, showing that true reward lies in the pursuit of excellence itself.